I'm not sure where you learned to whisper, but my guess is in a helicopter surrounded by chainsaws. Logan's secret thoughts. Logan.
This is a new venture for us, the captain said. It's never been done before, and if I was being honest, I'm not sure it's going to last. But there you go. Starting Monday, each of you will be on a motorcycle provided by the Kilgore Police Department while on patrol. My brows, along with those of the four other men surrounding me, went up. You won't all be on shift at the same time, and this won't be a nighttime thing. You will only be on duty during the daylight hours due to the high motorcycle fatality rate after 6 in the evening. My jaw clenched. That was truer than true. Pace, Justice, Locke. The captain held out my paper. Logan. Did you happen to notice how all of our names are right there in the same part of the alphabet? I asked. No, just me. Every set of eyes belonging to the people that were sitting in the stupid little desks at my sides and behind me looked at me with various stages of annoyance. What? I asked, genuinely curious. I really feel left out of the cool club sometimes. Y'all always share these looks. Captain stood and walked to a box. We got y'all's sizes from the uniform shop. He grunted as he opened it with a pocket knife that he'd produced out of thin air.
I'm a cop, not a miracle worker. I stiffened at hearing those words. Vaguely, I remembered hearing that voice as the men in the group in front of us had filed in, but I'd been quite engrossed in a new romance book that I'd purchased on Tuesday, but hadn't had a chance to read just yet, thanks to my awful job. While I'd been waiting to get started with the painting and been ignored by the others in the bachelorette party, I'd gotten quite a bit into the book and hadn't spared anyone else entering a glance. Now, I did. I looked out of the corner of my eye at the table in front of us, and one painting in particular caught my eye. That definitely isn't a lighthouse. I bit my lip and pulled my phone out, pretending to take a selfie, when in actuality, I was taking a photo of the man and his lighthouse painting in front of me. Then, grinning widely, I sent the picture out to my friend and college roommate and waited for the reply. It didn't take long. AJ, is that a penis? See, that was why AJ and I worked. She knew me just as well as I knew her. Sure, we didn't spend much time together anymore since we'd both graduated, but that didn't matter. I could text her day or night, and she would be there for me, just like I'd be there for her. In college, when we'd both been assigned a dorm room, we'd both been much younger than the general population of students, hence being stuck together, but it had all worked out great in the end.